Hello and welcome to podcast 346 of Five Star Potential, your weekly Football Manager podcast. I'm Duke, and on this week's pod, I'm joined by Joe, aka Friday Night FM, Paul, aka Mad FM, and Dave, aka Dave as a Party FM. How are we doing, gentlemen? I hope you're good. I hope you're well.
I'll tell you that. It's probably the nicest thing you've said about me.
It's because you've played a lot of FM this week, which I'm sure we'll hear about shortly. So, everybody, your winners and your of the week.
I'm censoring all of those.
My winner of the week, Nathan Aspinall, week 9 Premier League winner.
Oh, he's got it. He's got it early. Okay, I love it. Good lad. Mad? Who's your winner of the week?
Winner of the week. I've written some stuff about FM. I had an article on the byline, and it managed to end up on the Brighton website, which is kind of cool. Maybe we'll talk about that in a while. And also, I wrote a blog
on
the Five Star
Chelsea's
potential.
Website next week, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they're going to buy Chelsea.
Yeah, true. 50 million. And yeah. I also wrote a new article on the Five Star Potential website, which is about rescuing teams in FM who are struggling. So. Yeah, nice.
Is it? Have you mentioned a Swedish team in there as well?
Good block that.
Negative.
Do you know what, Matt? I have to admit, mate, and it takes me a lot to admit this, I haven't read them. But I will.
Can't.
I will. Joe's coming down this weekend and he'll read them to me.
Shock.
Bedtime story.
There you go.
David. Get sleep, son.
You will.
Going back to darts, I've booked this week to go to Amsterdam to watch some darts in September.
You've booked?
My friend booked, yeah. Sorry.
Your best friend or?
Just a good acquaintance, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure.
Are you
going to
be throwing a few darts in Amsterdam? Is that what's happening?
He'll be stabbing something.
The irony is not lost on me that probably most of the girls you see have had more pricks than the dartboard you looked at.
I don't know if I trust you in Amsterdam, Dave.
I've been before, but I was a married man back then.
You can tell, mate. Look at the pink eye.
Yeah.
Okay. My win of the week is a young lad from Stockport. Stockers, no. Kobbie Mainoo with his debut for England and putting himself on the world stage. What a legend. Love it. Fair play to him. On to losers. Joe, who's your loser of the week?
Ooh.
Why is it Littler losing the final to Aspinall?
Nah. Should I say Nick Madden for leaving the Football Manager?
Oh. This
hurts. Like Football Manager's the loser.
Well, not it. Probably one of the nicest guys that was there.
No, it's not. I don't think there's a probably about it. No offence to everyone that's left.
He can be part of the pod now. Regular
yeah, we can bring him
panel member.
No, he's
I was being polite. He's the nicest person that was there.
No, he's dead to us now, Dave, so we can't have him on the pod. But
and only one more Madden to get rid of.
Work in progress.
I've been trying. Alright. Good shout, Joe. Fair play. Good luck. Mad, who's your loser of the week? And I'm looking forward to this one.
I was going to talk
you
about
it. You wrote a piece for the byline and it ended up on the Brighton website.
Chelsea, you're going to buy it, etc. Sandro Tonali. A recent development in my loser of the week because it emerges. I don't know. I'm not sure because they're saying he was gambling on Newcastle games, but the timeline they're giving was up to the point where he got kind of caught in charge. So I don't know.
Who's saying that? Twitter or?
It was apparently in one of the newspaper Twitter pages.
Oh, see, you're falling for the whole dupe stuff now, aren't you? You're falling into my trap where I just believe everything I see on Twitter.
He was so good in FM, wasn't he? It's a shame.
It is a shame. Can I be honest, right? Can I be open honest? Sorry, Dave, to butt in, right?
That's all right.
So, obviously, at the moment, between Manchester United fans and Newcastle fans, Newcastle fans and Manchester United fans, there's a bit of beef because apparently the Newcastle fans are very upset about Dan Ashworth coming to Manchester United. And it's going to, obviously, by the looks of things, happen, but they're getting really upset about it and all that jazz because we wouldn't loan him Jesse Lingard or something like that. I don't know. Anyway. I did laugh today when obviously seeing on Twitter that the news is announced and then all of these Newcastle fans on Twitter going, good job Dan Ashworth's leaving because he missed this, he missed this. It's like, fucking grow up. That's like your cup final. Honestly, you sad bunch of pricks.
Not everything could be a cup final, Dupe, you know.
Well, you're not used to them, are you?
New reference. Everything's a cup final with you.
It's like that Wolves specialist that laughed when Villa were linked with João Gomes.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That's not going to come back and bite him in the arse, is it?
I can't wait.
On this planet, Aston Villa are not going to sign João Gomes from Wolves. Mate, maybe in the future, but not from Wolves.
They've got the money. They've got the money. Nah,
they haven't got the FFP flex. Trust me.
I actually commented on that post.
Kieran McGuire.
To be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. Tonali betting on, what, 50 games or something, so? 50 counts
I think it's 50. I don't think it's 50 games, I think it's 50 bets. But, like, the man 50 clearly has a fucking problem, like, yeah.
So, yeah, you're playing for Newcastle.
Did you see the video of him getting booked when he was refusing to get subbed off?
I saw that.
That was a wild
that surface. That was the first game of the season, that was.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah.
But I always think there's more to it than meets the eye. Yeah. Like, because there's lots of stuff going on in Italy, and it's like that there's people putting pressure on the young Italian players to make bets.
Maybe.
So, yeah. Wouldn't surprise me if there's something, there's a bigger picture to it.
Mafia.
If he's bad at it as well, it probably doesn't.
Tony Soprano. Yeah.
Do you? How many did Tony get? How many counts did he have?
Ivan.
And he got an 8-month ban. Didn't
irrelevant.
He?
Annoying prick.
Then I just wondered. I think he'd probably be out again next.
232, and that's where he got. What did they get? 10 months or something.
Tony's were like really. I mean, going on a tangent. I'm sure he's were like years old. Not that that matters, but I think has Tonali been betting since he got the ban as well?
Yes.
I need to look into it a bit
so
more.
That's even worse.
What I had initially read was that it was up to October, which is when he got charged. So
surely if he's been banned from all football activity, he can surely bet on football. He's not involved in it.
Well, no, because he still knows people inside, isn't it? It's all insider trading.
Do you think Newcastle could like...
It's bollocks, to be fair.
Terminate his contract and get some sort of compensation back here.
No. I would love to find out that Rasmus Højlund has put fucking 50 grand on the fact that he's going to score a hat-trick this weekend. I think that'd be fucking brilliant. Granted, he can't put on negative bets, but he should better put positive bets on. 50 it's grand, not, they're going to win.
It's not the nicest reference, Dave, but they're not going to get compensation. Look at Emiliano Sala.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, that went on.
I wonder if AC Milan.
If you ain't getting your money back off someone that didn't even play for you because they died, yeah. I don't think you're gonna get money back just because of a bit of betting.
Yeah.
And Paddy Power ain't that rich, I don't think.
It'd be more interesting to see what.
Oh yes, they are.
Like contract and salary and all this kind of shit. There must be something in there. Like if you can't play for us.
Yeah, but he's too good for them to enforce anything. Like he will have the upper hand because they can't turn around and say. He's still going to have player power. Well, because what can you check unless you ask for a player's records? Like, oh, can we have your phone before you sign for us?
They'll just be savvy with contracts now, like putting an appearance fee much bigger. So if he ain't playing, then
do you think AC Milan knew this when they sent him over?
Probably.
They sold him at that cut
probably
price.
Had an inkling, yeah.
He was there a long time, so it'd be hard to believe.
It was strange that he left to go to such a small club as well.
Who grassed him up?
Yeah,
how did it come out?
It's really weird. Someone's grassed them up, haven't they? Because how would anybody know? Like you, none of you lot would know if I've made a bet on something.
No
one that's ever employed me would be able to tell if I placed a bet on something. So someone's a grass.
Can clip this, Matt, and put it on your podcast next week if you want, mate.
Yeah, yeah. You can use it. I'm just curious, a bunch of pricks. Yeah, let's use that one.
Content.
When they have these contracts, you know, we don't need to talk about. The Manchester United fella, but like if a player does something that means they can no longer play, like if they get arrested or they commit a crime, or in this case, there must be an out. There must be something that says,
"I think it's
suspended." Legally not allowed.
Yeah, if you've been proven guilty, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I think
why would you? No, he was charged, but he wasn't convicted, was he?
Yeah, so he was still paid during that whole time.
Like he's been charged for. Tonali hasn't committed a crime, but he's been charged for gambling.
Are we talking about
that? Yeah, sorry. I thought you were talking about Greenwood.
If
you're not convicted, there's nothing. They can't sack him. It's only to have, if it's like taking the moral high ground and you basically sack him and you're going to pay him off. Similar to Tonali, what could they do? If they sacked him, there's going to be a player sitting there ready for a free transfer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
You're going to lose a lot.
And no one's going to go, "Oh, we can't sign him because he's bet on a few games." Like that's no one will give a fuck.
I'm just
like,
more
the Mason Greenwood thing. Yeah, fair enough. There's a stigma outside it, but
I'm just more like they shouldn't have to pay him. But I assume there's something there.
I just think it's I think it's the bit I struggle with is that football in general are happy to use betting companies as sponsors and main partners of stuff, and we have trophies that are named after betting companies in all walks of football, yet there's so much exposure to it, and yet we're very, you know, we should expect this sort of stuff, and instead of banning them from playing the game they love, they should be supporting them where they can and making it a bit, you know, making it very difficult for them to bet. I mean,
see,
I know.
The thing is, it's again, just make it not a thing, because you'll probably see some really interesting stuff if you just allowed everyone to bet on it.
It's a bit like
it's like the Olympics, isn't it? Let them all just fucking have performance enhancing drugs because it'd be fucking mental.
Jake, that's that. You know that Jake Paul fight with Tyson?
Yeah,
Mike Tyson. He's actually allowed to take performance enhancing drugs for that fight. And like, I think that.
What's
his name? Jake Paul is allowed.
Mike Tyson isn't.
No, he's not allowed. No, fuck, he's a beast, Dave. Still at this.
Yeah, but still, if you can't have one, a young lad who's probably, no disrespect to Tyson, probably a little bit fitter than him, on drugs.
You want to tell him that to his face?
I'll do,
man. Hey, I can't fault it. Look, Lance Armstrong won all those fucking all those medals whilst on drugs on a bike. I can't even ride a bike straight when I'm on drugs. So fair enough to him.
All right. Good work. After last week, let's not talk about cyclists.
Yeah. Let's not talk about cyclists. Okay, so Tonali's a knob. There you go. Dave, who's your loser of the week?
I think my football manager, just say, because it's doing my head in. I'll explain. I will explain more.
Awesome. My loser of the week would be me. I haven't streamed enough.
Oh, no.
We'll get to that in a minute. Save updates. Mad, it's been a while since you've been here. Unfortunately, for some. Gratefully for me. Give us an update. How are you getting on? Have you won that Champions League yet, mate? Put me out of my misery.
Dupe, I have not won the Champions League yet.
Of course you haven't.
I've played some FM. I was missing last week from here. I was in France for a week, so that kind of took away some FM playing time. But I have played a little bit since we spoke last. Last time we spoke, I had won the league 4 times in a row, so that's 4 for 4. Wow. And played in the Champions League knockouts and beyond 3 times in a row. Furthest we'd gotten was to the first knockout round after the group stage or the league stage, whatever you want to call that new bollocks format. So the save is really going well in that sense. We've tons of money. We maxed out like all the facilities, all the, you know, youth facilities, training, all that's been upgraded or is in the process of being upgraded. So like kind of pumping all that into really, I guess it's all about that whole idea of elevating the club, the reputation, the league, Sweden, New Gens, all that kind of stuff. So that part's going really well. And you remember the last time we spoke, we were kind of talking about taking the shackles off a little bit. Because I've obviously I usually restrict myself in terms of players that we're signing. Dave, you remember we were talking about Harvey Elliott because he happened to be at the top of that slightly interested list. Didn't get Harvey Elliott. The wages were astronomical and the interest wasn't really there. So I was kind of looking around. Money wise, we had about 34 million because you remember we'd sold Jonah earlier in that season. So still a good bit of cash there. The prize money for winning the league is shit, but the Champions League money, as we spoke about before, if you win a game, it's unbelievable. So 34 million to spend. And I was looking at a few different names, but I saw a Swedish player. Naturally, take one step small backwards, but this player is playing for Atalanta, and I'd kind of spotted him a season or two before that. His name is Gustav Isaksson. So he's a Swedish international. He's a winger, can play on the right or the left. And he was interested in joining us from Atalanta, which is a pretty big one because they're obviously a Champions League club. Managed to get him in for 20 million all up front, just cash handed over. And he's straight away a star player. He is unbelievable. In his first 15 games, he had 7 goals and 5 assists, and he didn't start every single one of them because we've got, you know, a bit of rotation happening. So really, really good signing there, and of course Swedish, which helps. Then another midfielder who I've actually spotted kind of a little bit in real life. His name is Brian Gutierrez. We signed him from Chicago Fire. Actually, he must be in the MLS now in real life, I think. I didn't actually look back. He's kind of like, you know, I played that double Mazala still, and he was kind of coming in to play alongside Can Uzun, and also the other boy we have, Gustavo Sa, he's still there, Joe. He's quality. We got him in for 12 million and he's far too good for this league straight away. He's still only like 23. He played 7 games, had 3 goals, 4 assists, but then he got injured. But he's going to be a really, really good signing. And again, these are just lifting the level of my Champions League squad and adding a hell of a lot of quality and depth, which is great. And I think I'd mentioned before I'd signed a DM that I was after for ages, Max Nilsson. He's perfect for the DM role. A wonder kid right back from Bromby. That was a new gen. And I signed a player called Matthias Vina, left back. I think he was at Bournemouth, lads.
Yeah.
And Nice
as well.
See, I'm getting confused here, Joe. I actually thought he was the guy we spoke about in maybe a year ago or 2 years ago in your save. But then I saw another guy called Mattia Vitti, and I couldn't remember which one is which. So I did exactly what you just did there, but I signed him. He is actually really good. He's definitely strong enough to be first team at my level as well. And yeah, so a load of players that were all basically first team standard, adding to a really strong squad that was already there and had done pretty well up to now. So we cracked on in the league. Where I am right now is 15 games played. So we're just halfway through. 13 wins, 2 defeats. We're 10 points clear at the top of the league. The league is, again, very, very easy for us. But that's okay. The striker I had signed, if you remember, was Hugo Ekitike. For a ridiculous... I think, Dave, the last time we spoke, maybe I was talking about how he was going to come in on a free and you told me to wait and then check if we could do that by now.
Yeah, yeah.
700K. Absolute bosh. Did you do it? We did it, yeah. He has scored 12 goals in 14 games now in this new season.
He'll smash the league for you. Absolutely destroy the league.
Yeah, so and it'll remain to be seen then how he does in the Champions League because we haven't got there yet. We just got the draw for the first... Even though we win the league, this is 4 times in a row, we're still in the pretty early stages of the Champions League qualifiers, so we still have to play 3 rounds of knockouts. I think if I can get the league up higher, that will drop, lads, will it? Like, will there be a point where I'll not have to play 3 qualifying rounds to get into the group stages? Will it ever go to 2?
Yeah, if your league rep goes up, your coefficient's got to jump up.
And it definitely is. The club reputation is jumping all the time, and the league, it's a lot slower to move the league up and the nation, but it's very much a work in progress. We got drawn against, is it Limassol? The Cyprus champions. So I'd expect to beat them. The one thing I've started to notice, lads, is... I was going to put this as my loser of the week. I feel like this year, or... I don't think it's since the update, but... As soon as I bring a new player in and start playing them a bit, the player who used to play there a bit just kicks off straight away. And for some of them, it's where they were... If I have their squad status as like important or, you know, key player, I can see why some of those are kicking off. Everyone's kicking off. So the second I give a player, you know, 4 or 6 games run, the player who's been playing there is just kicking off straight away. I want to leave. Not even my backup left back. So Augustinsson was my first choice right back. But obviously I was just throwing that new guy, Vina, in there. He's kicked off straight away. And he's like team leader, you know, dynamics, whatever. My other right back was kicking off as well because I had that new wonder kid come in. A couple of the midfielders because I'm stacked in midfield because I rotate a lot as well. I just feel like all these players are kicking off and I sit there going like, this wouldn't happen in real life, would it? If you don't get a game for 5, 6, 8 games, you just go, that's enough, I want to leave. You know, you've broken all your promises. So yeah, snowflakes in FM maybe, that's what I'm calling it. I can't handle it. So that's really annoying because... It fucks the dynamics, and maybe that's the game throwing me a few curveballs, but that's okay. So yeah, as of now, I have a new gen that we spoke about in the pod a few weeks ago. His name was Alex Almqvist. We had him on the screen, I think, Dave. He's 18 now, and he's actually starting to break into the team. He scored a brace in one of the league games I played him in. So he's actually starting to look really, really strong, which would be a concern for somebody like Gustavo Sá, who I've been getting bids for as well. A lot of bids come in the summer as well because my mid-season is the summer transfer window for everybody else. So interesting things happening there. And there's one player I really am starting to look at now. Joe, you might know this guy. He's the key goalkeeper for Villarreal. His name is Filip Jorgensen. Eligible. When you load up the save, he's eligible for both Denmark and Sweden. But he's Swedish.
Is it Villa
now
as well at some point?
I'm not even sure, actually. You could be
maybe
right.
Villa or Watford might be.
Quite possibly, yeah. He's unbelievable in the game. his value is quite high. He's not interested at all, but I'm going to start a little pursuit there just to keep me occupied. I have a really good keeper. He's 6'8". He's Samuel Brolin. But just in the spirit of upgrading and kind of setting a challenge, that would be him. So I do feel a lot better about this year's Champions League, Dupe. I've got a definitely increased level of player. Am I going to win? No. But I would love to get to a quarterfinal. That would be progress.
Yeah, because that's the challenge. Because we mentioned it to Joe last week, and Joe thinks neither of us are going to do it. But like my kind of way I'm looking at it is Joe's a very good football manager player, and he's in a better league than you. And he hasn't won it yet in 8 years or 10 years, whatever he said. You know, if he can't do it, mate, there's no fucking chance you're going to do it.
The money is the one thing that
I said to you. Yeah, that's what I said last week, though, was I probably could do it if I went and just spunked all the money, but that's not how I've been playing this particular save.
Same. But if I build up enough, the highest I've spent is 20 million, which is a lot for the Swedish league, but when I look at the salaries of the league, I'm still not miles, miles ahead of like Malmo and a couple of others. But if I end up with 200 million, then that could unlock something. But again, it's still really hard. It's still tough. Like.
The problem is who really wants to come to Sweden? That's your issue. You've got all the money in the world. That's fine, but you've got to get the players there. You know, and when you showed us that list the other week after the pod, when you were just streaming in the Discord, like the best player you could get was like some bloke from Leeds, and it's just like that's where you're going to struggle. Whereas we'll hear about my save update shortly, but like. I just worry for you. I do worry for you, and I think you're wasting a lot of your time. And I think it's time for you to move on. Really,
he's worried because you're not. It sounds like you're worried, dude. Hey, you want me to pack it in? No problem.
Yeah, I think you should pack it in.
I was just boshing a 1-2-1 check out there. Lovely, just from tonight's winner.
Tonight's winner, awesome. David, talking about winners, it's probably my turn. Tell us all about what's going on.
Oh, it's so frustrating, this game.
It's been interesting, I'll be honest. I've watched a bit of it. It's been interesting.
Yeah, so I think I remember last week I just had the... I'm trying to remember because it's just been such a drag over the last week. Last week I had the Champions League final with Jonbuk in Korea, I remember. And then after that, I mean, obviously you saw that game, dude. I walked and... I think it was right after we'd recorded the last pod. I was looking for a job and I landed on a team
in Mexico.
Which
is hard with one eye.
So, yeah. I found a team in Mexico, quite a new team called FC Juarez. That's a J-U-A-R-E-Z. So they're only founded in 2015. Their badge is really cool. And I looked at them and I thought, let's have a quick look. Because every team that was popping up, I was looking, I was seeing what the finances were like and so on. And they just won the Champions League, literally just in the CONCACAF, and I was like, bang, sound. But they're absolutely awful in the league. And unlike Europe, where if you win the Champions League, you automatically qualify again, that's not the case in North America. So I thought, right, I'll take over this job, I'll have a look, and then with how Mexico works, it's a little bit like Brazil. You have like a mini league at the start of the season, and then it breaks off, and then you go into a bigger, proper league for the rest of the campaign. And I won that mini league, and I thought, sound, with that, I might qualify for the Champions League this year still. And I was playing these games, carrying on. And I thought, oh, I wonder when the draw is for the Champions League. Check the Champions League draw for that season. And it had already been done. We weren't in it. And I thought, I cannot be arsed for another 12 months of waiting again with a team that I'm doing okay with, but aren't particularly great. So I walked. So after I was at FC Juarez for... I don't know if I can see my record of how long I was there for. If I go on my manager timeline really quick.
6.5 weeks, I think it was.
I joined in July and I'd left in the December. So I wasn't there very long. So I thought, right, I need another, obviously, new challenge now. So I landed on FC Tokyo. So going to Japan. Joined them. Pretty decent team, to be fair. Finances aren't unbelievable, but they've still got enough in the bank that I could play with. There's enough assets there in terms of players that I can move on and make a bit of money on. The one interesting thing with this is that in terms of values in Japan, you're probably looking for a decent player, anywhere between maybe £1 to £2 million. They've got a guy here, a new gen, 25 years of age, who current ability 4.5-star, potential ability the same. Just an unbelievable player. And I'm looking at his attributes now in front of me. And if I remember, I'll put him on the screen. Satoru Kimoto is called, but just an unbelievable player, especially for, you know, no disrespect for the Japanese league, but just an unbelievable player for the J1 league.
Told you though, didn't I?
Yeah, so I thought, right, I'm going to lose him because he had a really, he was kicking off that he wanted to leave anyway. And it's coming up to right at the end of the January transfer window. And he has a release clause of $4.5 million. And we had two bids on deadline day. Definitely Sporting was one and another team was the other one. And I thought, well, I'm going to lose him. Gets to deadline day. Both contracts are on the table. He rejects both of them, decides to stay. Far sound. So we've gone forward a bit, but he's still refusing. He's flatly refusing to sign a new deal. So his contract, we're in March at the moment. His contract's up in December. I'm hoping that I can pull a few strings and keep him, but I'm not holding my breath. But ultimately, I joined Tokyo because it was the start of a new season and they were still in the Champions League. They just got to the knockouts. So I'd beaten a team called Chungnam Asan. They're based in South Korea. We beat them, trying to think, on aggregate, 8-5 in aggregate, smashed them. Started really strongly in the league, winning all our games. Get to the quarterfinal. Draw 2-2 with Suwon Blue Wings. I think they're Korean. Yeah, they're Korean as well. 2-2 at home. I thought, right, we're in this. And then we ended up losing 3-1 away. So I was hovering over that resign button for absolutely ages. I'm like, but then I've sat down and I think, you know what? I can't just keep, in an ideal world, I want to jump into a job that's already in the Champions League. I'll win it. I move on. Next team. And I've seen people do that. I think, Duke, you've been fairly fortunate with that at times.
Yeah, a lot of people saw that. They made a gif of it and I kind of milked it quite a lot.
Yeah. But I remember when I did it last time, the Pentagon last time, and I know he listens to the pod, Moldy, who's a Wolves fan. He messages me every now and then about the penny. It took me like 25 years, seasons to do it, I think, last time. Whereas he took it like 14, 15 seasons because he was leaving a job and walking into another job straight away. But ultimately, it was super sport. It took me 3 seasons to get to where we were. Bragantino, I think if I stayed another year or so, it would have been 3 or 4 seasons. I think I would have won the Copa Libertadores. So ultimately now, I've got to wait a little while to get into the Champions League again. But this FC Tokyo team are good, and I got some really good players. So I'm going to stay put for now. I don't know what position I'll be in by the next pod. I'm hoping I'll have at least done this season and I'll know, you know, I have a much better idea where I am. But I've just got the league and the cups to focus on. But in the league, I'm unbeaten. I think I've won every single game so far. In terms of transfers, again, you're restricted a little bit on foreign players. I had a foreign... we had a lad at... Let me find him now. He was from Haiti. He was a left back and he was worth about 3 or 4 million. And I looked at him and he's got some okay attributes, but I thought he was crap personally. So I sold him on, got a couple of million in the bank straight away, ended up replacing him with a guy that I had at Supersport that came up on my suggested who could play both sides as a fullback, so kept him. So I've built a good team, some great, like you said, Dupe, some great Japanese new gens in there. So we'll crack on, but ultimately no closer at the moment to getting another trophy, but it's got to be due soon because it's doing my head in at the moment that every week I'm thinking, yep, sound. And like by the end of the pod, I'm thinking, right,
we
want to win.
Next week, you'll see. Yeah. I'll have a trophy.
Yeah, exactly. Christmas. So, so
this time next week, I'll be on my 4th job since last week.
Yeah, so I've just got to, settle down. I think, you know, to get the Asian one done, you know, will be sound. And I think FC Tokyo are a pretty decent team. I think the fact that I got to the quarterfinal with them with a team that wasn't really mine is a half decent sign, really. So we'll qualify for it and. Fingers crossed we can give it a bash again next year.
I had some fun in Japan. I mean, we mentioned it a few times on the pod when I didn't have another save to talk about, but you will have fun there. And there are some monsters and you'll just keep getting them.
Yeah, I'm hoping that, I think the foreign, obviously there's a foreign player rule, but it's pretty flexible. It's basically 4 foreign players, that's it. And you're like the sound, you could have a foreign goalkeeper if you wanted to. So yeah, they've got and to be fair, the squad I've got now is good, but a lot of the foreign players are either really old and their contracts are coming to an end or they're not that great, so eventually by the middle of the season or even the end of the season I'll let them go and I'll bring in some absolute monsters. But the main thing I want to do is keep that left winger, but I look now, he's wanted by San Etienne, Freiburg and a team in Saudi Arabia, so the likelihood of me keeping him is unlike, you know, it's very short, but we'll wait and see. But I'm hoping there'll be a good update by next week anyway, or a more positive one at least.
Same.
The only thing I'll say is I actually found a lot more value out of buying Japanese new gens than I did by buying foreign players. I think I actually only had like one or two foreign players, which was one of them was a centre back because the height, and you know I love my height at centre backs, and the Japanese aren't known for being the tallest. So that was where I put him, and that was it. I think the rest were all a home nation, and some of those Japanese players, they're skillful, and they're just so
There's some cracky players. Like I play with a ball-winning midfielder. There's a guy that I can't remember if he got injured as I joined or he'd been injured. He was injured before that. But looking at him now, he's out for like 5 or 6 months. But attributes are amazing. And I wanted a good striker. And I signed this lad for about $1.5 million. And he's got like 16 finishing, off the ball 16. You know, really good player. But just some solid players. Like compared to like when I started in South Africa, when you're looking at players, he's like, oh God, he's got 11 for finishing, he'll be sound. Whereas now I'm looking for players who are like 15, 16 plus, even in Japan. I don't know if it's just how the new gens are, and obviously the Japanese league is going to have, I think there will be a lot more interested in it in real life, not just in Football Manager as well. But I'm looking at the national team as well, seeing if I could poach maybe some older players to bring in. There was a guy, one of my favourite signings so far was... He's a real player as well, called Ko Ikatora. And I think in real life, he plays for Mönchengladbach. And he'd been there ever since we started the save. And then he was available on a free. So he's 36 now, but still physically absolutely sound. Can play centre-back, defensive midfield. So good flexibility and plays a lot of international football. So got a good mix of experience and youth in there as well. So... yeah, just keep it tabs. I think it's been just got to be a bit savvier with the transfers, but we should win the league. We should win the league and hopefully build a good team to try and push for the Champions League as well.
Fingers crossed for you, mate. Awesome work. My penalty has slowed right down a bit. To be fair, I took a job at Tottenham when I was offered the Bayern job, and then I don't really know what happened. But the next time we went on it, Dave, I think I was in the call with you. I just couldn't find that save file. So I'm guessing I never saved it. So then I left my previous job again, just after winning the Champions League, and then was not offered the Bayern job or the Tottenham job. I went through, the Man United job come up, wasn't offered that, Potter got that, and I just kind of tickled my way through, and the Real Madrid job come up, wasn't offered that. Potter then got sacked, and I've just been offered the Man United job. They've got no money. I know it's a thing that always happens, but they've just got no money. So I've taken that. I've taken that and then I've just not hit continue. Okay, I'm a bit bored of that one, to be fair. But one thing I'm not bored of is Cirencester Town. Mad, you'll be pleased to know we are motoring on. We stream tonight, and it's the only time we stream this week. But we've had some really good results. We beat Warsaw at home. We lost to Tamworth, and then we drew with Billericay, which was really annoying because they got promoted with us. They're bottom of the league. We played them at home. And they had an XG of 0.08, 37% possession, two shots, none of them on target, and we drew 0-0 with them. So I was struggling a little bit because we haven't really got a 22. I've probably got 12 players that can probably hit that first team. So it's just not been kind of able to rotate and rest players. And I decided that we needed to start rotating and rest players. We looked very tired against Billericay. We then went to Harrogate away from home again, fully rotated side where we needed to. And we got two penalties and we won 2-0. And it was on telly, which just, we were shocking. And I'm thinking, okay, fine. We're going to rotate even more. I'm going to drop one of my strikers who's been banging it all season. And we're going to drop him. Bring in one of the youngsters, a new gen that we got, and against Maidstone. We started off against Maidstone, and that new gen that we brought in scored 5 against Maidstone at home. Yes. We won 8-1 against Maidstone. Incredible result. Like, I think after 35 minutes, we were 6-0 up, and I just could not believe it. Played really well, happy with that. We then played Boston, who at the time were third in the league. And we drew 2-2 to them. We were 2-1 up, but annoyingly our left back got sent off, and we kind of tried to shut up shop. Boston then had one attack before the end of the game. They scored that, and we drew 2-2. And the final game of the stream tonight, we won 3-1 against Newport. This Casey Cullen Gussin, his name is. Since we brought him in, in the 5 games he's played, he has scored 9 goals. So he might be something that helps us. Now, Matt, I can see you're itching to find out where we are in the league. We are currently sat, after 36 games played, we're on 77 points, 24 games won, 5 drawn, 7 lost, and we are top of the Vanarama National League with 10 games to go. Torquay are 1 point behind us, and we play Torquay in 3 games' time. It's been moved, actually. We're 5 games' time. We play Torquay. The rest of our games are fully winnable. I don't think we play a top half team apart from Torquay. So we potentially, in our next stream, whenever that may be, we could potentially be League 2 team.
I was just going to say, if that game is on stream, especially if it's tomorrow night, because I told you I'm going out in the booze tomorrow night, I'm going to find a way to tune in for that game, especially if I'm full of beer. We'll have some fun, Dupe.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Get the value up.
They're going up, by the way. Did you know that? Up to $4.99 at the end of this week. Yeah, it's another pound a month that Joe's wasting on Dave. it's a bit strange. Obviously, I didn't think we were going to be doing this well. On the season preview, if you go on there, we're still predicted to finish 13th. We got 6 games to go, 10 games to go, and we're currently top. We don't have much money in the bank. We have enough. I mean, we're 235,000 in the positive. But if we go up, we have to go professional. And rumour has it, people have been saying in the chat when they've done this, you have to pay £1 million up front.
A milli.
Is that true? So we're then going to plunge us into...
Or you just said it fucking loads of times.
Yeah, it's what I've been taught. Like I said, we're not there yet. We're nowhere near... Well, we are close to it, but... If that's the case, then that's not good. You know, we don't have a lot of money coming in. Our average attendance is pretty low. So it's not even like we can get that money in from there. We are 20th on that. We have an average home attendance of 2,191. So it's not looking like it's that sustainable. And I don't know when we go up, unless we get some good cut runs, how we can earn a bit more dosh.
It's FM. I'm sure you'll be fine.
It'll find a way.
Hopefully.
How many back-to-back promotions have you, if you win this league or get promoted?
If we win this league, which is always a big one. So we've done 3 in a row. This will be 4 in a row if we win this one.
How long?
But that's a big
how
if.
How many of
Matt.
Them do you think you could? Do you think you could do it again? Do you think you could go pro?
I'll be honest. I don't think we win this league.
You're top of the league.
I said, we've been quite lucky with the fact that Torquay have lost a few games. We're not the best team in the league. We've probably got one of the best 11s in the league. Absolutely, I won't disagree with that. But we don't. You need to rotate it. I was predicted to come 20th and get relegated this season. And we're currently top of the league. We have got very lucky with some games and some results, but honest to God, I would have thought. I mean, from the start of this season, we've just been counting to the point total of what didn't get relegated last year, which I think was 42. And that was it. And I'm very shocked.
Ever the optimist.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I think we've probably got every right. Like a bit like Dorking Wanderers at the moment in the National League, I believe they are. You know, they've had, 12 back-to-backs and they're getting absolutely pummeled here. And I do feel we're going to hit that ceiling and then get smashed to shit. But at the moment, we're doing all right.
Fair play. Fair play.
The worst thing we've done is late into the season, we brought Alfie May in, who is our top earner. And he's been fucking dreadful.
Stinks of piss.
Absolutely stinks. And
is he the striker?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Great guy.
He's a striker, but we're playing him out on the wing because his attributes are better on the wing and he can play on the wing. And he's played 15 games, 1 goal, 5 assists.
So he can't play on the wing then?
He can't play up front though. Mm-hmm. Whenever we play up front, he's terrible. He scored 11 goals and 5 assists in League One last year. He's in the National League and he can't fucking string a sentence together.
Poor tactics.
Like having a conversation with me.
Wrong system. Yeah.
There you go. Maybe so, David. Maybe so. As you're talking, Dave, do you want to do the Wonder Quiz? Kid?
Joe, you not got an update? No.
Yes, mate. I haven't played.
Same. No. No. Yeah. Well, this week in Adventures in Wonderkid Land, it takes us down to the English Championship, where this season we have seen Archie Gray become a full-fledged starter at Leeds United, as well as scoring his first senior goal for the club. A talented midfielder with excellent passing, movement and an eye for goal, Archie Gray has already been tipped as a future England midfielder, and his performances have been key in Leeds' ascent up towards the top of the league, so much so that Liverpool are the latest club rumoured to be interested in his services. Having developed as a midfielder or attacking midfielder at youth level, we have seen Gray deployed much deeper this season, either as a DM or more recently as a right back, which shows how adaptable and already mature he is, not to mention offering quality and depth, which we love in Football Manager. So let's have a look at him and his in-game profile, lads. What are we saying?
Scum.
Oh, brilliant. 17 years of age, 6 foot tall. For someone of that age, he looks a bit of a beast, to be fair.
I think to be fair, he's got very good average attributes for that level of player. But for that age, is that determination fixed? Because if it is, then I think with 13 determination, he'll do very, very, very well. The issue he's got is he plays for Leeds.
I can find out about his determination. But
it also makes you feel very sick that he was born in 2006. It makes you feel really old.
Yeah,
remember 2006 World Cup.
Yeah. He was one I wrote in an article where I think he came in the same round of FM as Yamal for the first time, maybe. So he's like, that's the age group or something. Maybe it was the year ahead. I can't remember. But
and Kobe Mainoo was the midfield two for England.
Well, we play.
He's got football lineage as well, isn't he? One of Mad's favourites.
Yeah.
Andy Gray. Eddie Gray was his granddad, wasn't he? Or whatever.
He's related to Eddie and Andy, the former Leeds Andy Gray, not the chief.
So he doesn't get into commentary then. Andy Gray.
Different one.
To be fair. Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was watching an old Premiership years the other day, and it was just him going, "Ticker bell, son." And I was just like, love it.
Ticker boo.
I miss that. The sexism, absolute disgusting. But the ticker boo is worth it.
Do you still commentate a lot on beating Andy Gray? Sorry for the tangent. Yeah. Is it just punditry?
I think both of them do it.
I don't know if he commentates.
Yeah.
Got him, of course. Yeah. The determination is fixed. But I think I might have a look at him on my save in a sec, but I've not seen him pop up too much. But I'd definitely, if I had the money early on, I don't know how much Leeds would be willing to let go.
Fucking
for, but
English tax, mate. No chance.
I mean, his value on Mad screenshot there, I mean, it's in euros. 15 to 18 million euros.
No, son.
The right back thing.
He's in the England setup in my Swindon save. My Simon save. He has still two caps at 21. Still at
Leeds
on
mine as well.
Wow, in the Premier
he's
League.
Good on mine.
Yeah, I can't see it. Well, he's very good on mine. I can't see his attributes, but I can see the window, and the window is very good.
I'll screenshot him and I'll put him on the video. So on mine,
hell. Okay. So played since when the game loaded up, he played 25 games in the Championship and he's played 27 in the Premier League, 37 in the Premier League, 37 in the Premier League, and he's on 27 this season. So he's played so many games. So he's very reliable, not injury prone at all by the looks of things. And his strength is really improved on here. And his physicals look exquisite. He's a very good player. But he plays for Leeds.
In mine, he's... Because I just flipped over to my save. Same thing, dude. Like, over 30 games, 3-4 seasons in a row.
Yeah, I'm just jumping onto the penalty save.
Just moved to Villa for 38.5 million. And he's now valued between 79 and 104 with 10 caps for England. Similar story. I can't see all his attributes, but 16 to 20 in passing.
I'm 20... 2033, so what, 9 years in? 9 or 10 years in? So 27 on mine. 67 England caps.
Ooh.
Two goals. He's still playing for Leeds, but at the moment, halfway through the, well, say halfway, 30 games, 5 goals, 10 assists, but he's got 16 first touch, 16 passing, 17 vision, 17 composure. Like, he looks really, really good. Weirdly, off topic slightly, sorry. Weirdly on mine, and it's not just for him, it's showing the first 2 or 3 years of history, and then it's like missing 7 years of history on the career stats.
That's been a thing for a while.
Is that a skin thing or just a game thing?
No, it's a game thing, mate. Yeah, I had that last year on the penny. Wreck the penny again. On my penny, we were saying how amazing he is and he's not had any injuries. He's just currently been out for 6 to 7 months with torn knee ligament issues. But he looks good here, but he stayed at Leeds and he's stagnated. He hasn't had an England cap on this one. But again, played a lot of games every season with Leeds until he hurt himself this week.
Good player.
He might get a bit
good
of
one
a
to get, but
they get promoted as
I
well.
Think that's probably one of your better ones. I can see that being on the Leeds one soon, Matt, so well done, bud. Dare I fucking ask, quiz?
Yeah, that's the end, mate. Good
quiz,
you
rascal, come on.
I have a quiz.
Yeah.
Just to make a bang. It should be quick. That's
okay,
what said.
Matt, I'm going to be open and honest with you now. Yes. And I know we take the piss every single week. This is your final fucking chance.
Yeah, right? You said that 2 weeks ago.
If this is shit...
It's the darts final. The darts final is starting right now. This better be a fucking good quiz.
Better be a fucking banger or we're going to cunt you off.
Oh, come on.
Censored.
Let's go.
Should be quick. You lads would have seen a goal at the weekend scored by Endrick.
Definitely wouldn't.
I've not seen it, but I knew he scored.
Maybe nobody watches international football. So I said I'd do a little quiz about international goal scorers of a young orientation. So it's going to be shout your name first. 10 quick questions. Fly through it. I'll shout a country. You shout the name. First up.
Okay. What's this? Youngest goal youngest scorer. Youngest goal scorer. Okay, yeah. I see.
Nice and easy. Wales.
Dupe. Gareth Bale
is correct. 17 years old, 2006. Next. Oh. England.
Dupe. Michael Owen.
Incorrect.
No. Dave. Wayne Rooney,
age 17 in 2003. To your point. Next up, Italy.
Dupe. It's going to be like Tonali.
Incorrect.
It's going to be a Newcastle player.
Is it Chiesa? Recent man or years ago?
It is not Chiesa, Dave. I didn't get yours, sorry.
Is it like a recent this one or quite a few
it's
years
relatively
back?
Recent yes yeah it's quite recent.
Ooh.
Oh, is it the Argentinian kid
for Italy?
Yeah,
no,
yeah, you're laughing, but you're laughing, yeah, but you've got a country full of fucking English players, mate.
Retegi. No.
Incorrect.
Who was I? Nonto.
Correct. Great shout, Dave. Willie Nanto, okay. Age 18 in 2022. Next
Leeds
up.
Leeds Play again, isn't it?
Leeds Podcast, yeah, right.
Leeds Podcast. Ukraine.
Ukraine Ball. What's his name? Mudrik.
Incorrect.
Oh.
What did you say, dude?
Zinchenko is correct. Aged 19 in 2016.
One of the Yenkos.
Yeah. Next up. Spain.
Yamal.
Oh.
I had Joe in first, so Joe gets the point. Lamine Yamal, 2023, age 16. Next up, Argentina.
Alvarez. Julian Alvarez.
Incorrect.
Canacho.
Incorrect.
Messi.
Enzo.
Incorrect and incorrect. This one's a bit more old school, lads.
Maradona?
Incorrect. Maradona is second on this list. Di Maria is incorrect.
Batistuta?
Batistuta is incorrect. Dybala is incorrect.
Saviola?
Incorrect. More old school than Saviola.
Riquelme,
incorrect. More old school than Riquelme.
Old school. I can't.
Some Argentinian Donny.
Old school.
So what I would say is
Real Madrid.
Redondo.
Oh, I was going to shout that.
Good shout, incorrect, but you're getting closer. Wouldn't necessarily be renowned for his goals, but a big player all the same.
Probably defender or midfielder or something.
Is a manager currently well known.
Simeone.
Diego shout. Simeone. 1988, aged 18 years and 2 months, just ahead of Maradona and Messi. It's three for Joe. Next up, Sweden.
Zlatan.
Incorrect.
No. It's got to be fucking Isaac. Isn't it?
Alexander Isak. 17 years old and 3 months and 22 Newcastle days part. In 2017. Another point for Joe. France.
Mbappe.
Incorrect.
Omri.
Incorrect.
Martial.
Trezeguet.
Incorrect.
Camavinga.
Incorrect. Camavinga is second on the list I'm looking at.
Germany.
Incorrect.
Ousmane Dembele.
Shout.
Incorrect. It is a striker? fairly fresh. So you don't need to go back too far at all.
Zaire Emery.
Warren Zaire Emery, November 2023, 17 years.
Shout you.
Shout you.
Something like someone he's written about, of course he is.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I think the fans noshes like off.
I can tell you, I haven't written about this one. Northern Ireland.
David Healy. Pass.
All I heard was Healy, incorrect.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, because mine was the wrong island.
Paddy McNair.
Incorrect.
George Best.
He is number two on this list.
Ah.
But you're right to go back.
Ah, so my fucking
Norman Whiteside.
Norman Whiteside, 18 years and 4 months in 1983.
Oh my days!
Point for Joe. Two to go, lads. One to go. Ready for the last one?
Yeah, let's go.
Serbia.
Mitrovic
is number two on this list.
Vlahovic.
Incorrect.
Milinkovic-Savic.
Incorrect.
Oh, it's not that old one.
Luka Jovic.
Incorrect.
He's Serbian, I
think. They're Vidic. All on this top 10, but it's not him. Nope, not Vidic.
Slobodan Makokovic.
Dijan, whatever his name is it?
Kulusevski.
Stankovic. He's Swedish, right?
Dijan, fucking Jolovic, whatever his name. He used to be the FM wonder kid.
No, incorrect.
Jolovic, yeah.
So this is probably one of the harder ones, which is why I left it to last, just in case. But
it's Slobodanovic.
No, it's not.
He's called.
I'll give you his career path.
Cool. Boban? Was he?
He's Croatian. Boban was Croatian.
Croatian, yeah, he was.
So started at Partizan.
Then
moved to Benfica.
Man United.
Oh, Zivkovic.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Oshan.
Who?
Luka Jovic. No, I've already said that. Man.
Zoran Tosic you were talking about, weren't you?
No.
Tosic.
No, we're not repeating those.
After Benfica, it was Liverpool.
Oh, what's his name? Oh, the winger. Markovic. Lazar Markovic, is it?
Lazar Markovic, 2012, yes. 18 years, 8 months and 12 days, gets Dave a point.
It's only close to my one.
Can't be Joe called it right at the start.
good shot.
Your answer, Joe.
Joe, out on his own, the winner of the quiz. Bosh.
Well, that brings episode 346 to a close. You can find the links for each of us in the podcast description or by visiting 5starpotential.com. where you can find all of our latest Football Manager content, including Mad's team 10 teams to rescue in FM. Brilliant. 25. 5 Star Potential is available on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and most of our podcast apps and platforms, with a new podcast released every single week. Thank you all for listening. There'll be more from us next week. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, folks. Bye. Oh, no.